Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
It's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. He's the best. 7 till the hour. With me, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson. Rick, I need your website. Tell folks how to find you and your books.
Yes, so the On Demand brand and brand and website is imatheson.com. imatheson.com.
All right, so check it out. All the things that he does there. If you need help with your creative process, with your social media, and of course the books are outstanding. If you need help with branding, those are sure going to help you. Rick, here, what else do we need to know about the fact that you say, and I don't know if your tongue's in your cheek or not, that there's no such thing as a millennial?
No, it is slight, only, as you said earlier, tongue slightly in cheek. Of course, there is such a thing. It's just that the disparities between generations are not as incredible as the marketing press, anyway, would have you believe.
Right.
You know, you read in magazines, you know, gosh, you've got to be millennials have these built-in BS detectors. And I think to myself, oh, geez, a built-in BS detector? Fuck, it's a baby boomer. They use the portable variety.
That's right.
What am I
gonna do? That's right.
You know, you've got to get past the hype. And generally, if you read a statement and a different demographic could be switched out for millennial and it's still true, that tells you something, that that we're dealing with something that is not quite as crazy as it seems. People are people, and it comes down to tribes, tribulations, and technologies.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you a good example about data and why these sorts of things are demographics are becoming meaningless. Timberland, you know, the boot company outdoor. They could not reach millennials. They were like, gosh, we're not getting replenishing our customers with, you know, young folks. And so they started using data science and discovered that, that's because who you're trying to reach isn't even your best customer. Mm-hmm. They realized that the best customer, at least, you know, in those 18 to 30-year-old, that age group, don't live in rural markets, give a hoot about the outdoors.
Right.
But they love clothes that blur the lines between sort of that workout gear and street clothes. So they switched. Sales went up 15%, margin hit 13%, like instantaneously. Mm. So data is making it where you're able to find your, regardless of age. You obviously have to know your customers and learn where, you know, what technologies and platforms they're using to reach them. But all of these big data technologies and solutions out there are going to help you find them. It's just a matter of having something, you know, relevant to what you do.
Right, the one thing that I'd like to caution companies about millennials, the millennials that I know, even the ones who the ones I like, the ones that I actually like, I'm just teasing, just kidding. They seem to have more of them than not. Less regard for things that are older than 48 hours, and I'm being a little facetious there. But I mean, in other words, if I try to talk to some of them about things, and I try to bring in some history, in other words, I try to put a foundation. You know, if what you're seeing now that you're using, that you're benefiting from, whatever, here's where that came from. That ought to mean something to them, but it doesn't. And
yes.
So to millennials, I'm going to say, be a little more patient with that kind of information. It's valuable than you think. And to business owners who are trying to reach them, I got to say, be careful with that, because you may be running them off. Because if you're seeming to be, you know, too old to them, so to speak, they don't like that. Am I right?
But just be careful, because if you think about what you just said, I think every generation, senior generation before us has said that.
I don't. The reason I disagree with you a little bit on that, Rick, is because here's what I, here's the point. Here's what I've been. Millennials have all this content in their head, and they don't always make room for context.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a baby boomer coming up, I didn't have that much content, and I got the content and the context from my mentors at the same time. I wasn't able to reject the context because it came together. So that would be my advice to millennials. Quickly.
Great.
Quickly.
Yep. I absolutely agree, Jim, but remember, there is differences, but it all comes down to tribes, tribulations, and
I like that. You can find out at Matheson.com, Rick's website. Thanks for being here, Rick. Good job. See you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.